A long time ago, long before Radio 1 or Noel Edmonds' house party, there wasn't much for your average handsome young prince to do. He could conquer somewhere occasionally and wait until a decent princess came along, but it was important to have a hobby. Prince Ivan Tsarevich was a bird watcher. Well, to be honest, he did more than watch them. He liked to catch them and then show them off at the royal aviary back at his palace. As dusk fell on one particularly hot summer night, Prince Ivan was hot on the tail of the most beautiful bird he'd ever seen. He fancied himself to be quite an expert on the bird life of the area, but there was no picture of this creature in any book he'd ever read. It was quite large, a bit bigger than the average turkey, and the colour of pure gold. Its feathers seemed to shimmer in the moonlight as it soared, swooped, and disappeared over a high wall. Oh, well, that's that, thought Ivan. The wall obviously meant that this was private property, but then he remembered that he was a prince who could go pretty much anywhere he wanted, really. So, after tucking his copy of A Young Royal's Guide to Watching and Catching Birds in his back pocket, he clambered over the wall and into a terrifying adventure. Ivan looked around. He appeared to be in a vast and overgrown garden. There was no sign of the strange bird. A voice in Ivan's head said, "Come on, Ivan, why don't we just go home and have a nice mug of cocoa?" But another quickly replied, "Don't be a wimp. That bird's around here somewhere. Come on, let's get him." Ivan pressed on and, pushing aside a branch, found himself in a large round clearing. The tree at the centre of the clearing looked ordinary enough, but as Ivan looked more closely, he saw that each of its branches was weighed down by hundreds of golden apples. Ivan ran across to the tree and above him heard what sounded like a chuckle. Looking up, he saw the golden bird. "Right," thought Ivan, "you are mine." Ivan inched along the topmost branch of the tree from where the bird stared back at him, apparently unconcerned. He was almost in reach. The bird, with what seemed almost a smile, lazily stretched out its vast wings. Ivan had to move quickly. He reached out and grabbed at the bird, but as he did so, he lost his balance and bird and prince tumbled out of the tree. Ivan and the bird picked themselves up and stared at each other warily. "Just what sort of bird are you?" Ivan muttered to himself. "Oh dear," said the bird. "Don't they teach you youngsters mythology nowadays?" "I gave it up," said Ivan. "You're not some sort of hybrid pigeon, are you? Because I am the Firebird," said the Firebird. Ivan was doing his best to hide his terror. A talking bird! Still, his royal upbringing had taught him just how to respond when face to face with the unknown. He knew exactly what to do. Kill it. He stood up and drew his sword. "Now, that's not a terribly bright idea, is it?" said the bird. "Still, if you must, you must." And suddenly, for the first time in his life, Prince Ivan Tsarevich felt completely and utterly ashamed. Ivan put away his sword and the Firebird fluttered gently down to his side. "I think you've learnt quite a valuable lesson today, and in return for sparing my life, let me give you a bit of advice. The bird buried his beak in his glistening chest and produced a single golden feather. You might like to know that these are the grounds of Catchy's palace, said the Firebird. Who's Catchy? Asked Ivan. The Firebird chuckled knowingly. With any luck, you'll never find out. But if you do, try giving this feather a bit of a wave. You might find it helpful. With that, the Firebird was gone, soaring high over the garden and away. The sound of its beating wings filled Ivan's ears, and as it died away, it was replaced by the sound of laughter.